Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'll tell you what, it's been an interesting year so far. I mean, this year is not without its opinions. There are plenty of people out there with plenty of opinions about what this year is going to be like. They've got all the opinions. So who do you listen to? I mean, think about it. What do you do? Do you just kind of like bury your head in the sand and hope it all goes away? Or do you pick a team? And do you hook up with that team and you ride or die that team, whether they get you to where you're trying to get to, or maybe they fall off into the dust like the Dallas Cowboys did? Okay, that was not a very nice reference to the Dallas Cowboys, but I'll tell you what, if you're a Cowboys hater, you were pretty happy about what happened over the weekend, weren't you? Yeah, you were. Trust me, you were. So let's get back to this question I have. And it's this. What do you think is going to happen with the economy? Do you think we're going to recover from what's been going on right now? Or do you think we're going to continue down the path that we're on? It's kind of an interesting, perplexing question, isn't it? Because depending on what you think is going to happen, that's going to indicate to you what you're going to do, probably for investing purposes. Don't you think so? Well, I think so. I mean, think about it. If you thought that stock prices were going to go up, and if you did a bunch of research and that research reinforced in your mind that across the board you could get a 30% return on appreciation values in the stocks just this year, would you invest in the stock market? Now, some of you would think, no, dude, that stock market, it's too risky. I won't go there no matter how wonderful it looks. Okay, so that's one camp of people. That's one camp of people that says, I ain't going there. And I'll be honest with you, I'm one of those guys. I'm not putting my money into the stock market. I've done that before, and I'm not doing that anymore. That's just me. But some people would say, dude, if I could get a 30% return on investment just buying stocks, I would do that. I would do that in a heartbeat. Because if you can get a 30% return on your money, what that indicates to you is that you're going to double your money about every 3 years. That's how the math works. So if you had $100,000 today and you could get 30% returns time and time and time and time again, you'd have twice as much money in about 3 years. Yeah, I mean, wouldn't that make sense for investing? I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer, right? Start with $100,000, in 3 years, turn it into $200,000. In 3 years, turn that into $400,000. And in 3 years, turn that into $800,000. That would be easy, wouldn't it? But that's not how the markets work. And there's a couple people out there, but most people in their right mind are not going to try and convince you that you can get a 30% return on investment in the stock market year over year. Yeah, trust me, there are a couple of people out there that would try and convince you can do this, and it might be very risky to do it, and you might get the result you're looking for, but you might lose a lot of hair and a lot of sleep in the process. I think that's why your financial planner says, hey, you know what? We got to go long. We got to be in for the long haul. We got to do this for the next 30 to 45 years. Because I'm pretty convinced we can get you 8%, maybe even 10% return on your money in the stock market. But what you got to do is you got to invest it all with me. Keep sending it in every month, and I will get you those returns. Okay, so you think about that. That's probably why they do what they do, because they know that a 30% return, well, that's very difficult to do in the stock market. Now, I know that there are stock investors out there that do achieve a 30% return per year. I've actually met a couple of them. To be honest with you, some of them are actually members of Lifestyles Unlimited right now. Yeah, who traded in that life for life as real estate investors because they saw a different path. They saw a different way. They saw a way that they could actually make money, not just one way, but five different ways. And while they were making money five different ways, they could sustain a 30% annual growth rate. That is not unrealistic in real estate. It really is not unrealistic in real estate. And depending on what you choose to invest in real estate, and how you choose to invest your money in real estate, it is a very sustainable result. And to be honest with you, if you do it correctly, you can actually double your money every 3 to 5 years in real estate. Sometimes it's a little bit faster, depending on the asset class. Sometimes it's a little bit slower, depending on the asset class. But at the end of the day, real estate has pretty much done a remarkable job of doing better for investors than the stock market. Although the majority of America is in the stock market. Yeah, why are they in the stock market? Maybe because the government agreed with big business that that's where you ought to put your money, because big business was trying to figure out how to get the monkey of your retirement off of their back, because they used to offer pensions and now they don't offer pensions anymore. And the reason they don't offer pensions anymore is because they created this thing called the 401k in 1978. And in 1980, when big business cracked the code and figured out this is it, this is the way. This is the way we can shift all the burden of retirement off of us and onto our employees. Man, they jumped in bed. In a heartbeat, they jumped in bed, and they passed all of that on to you. So here's the point I want to make. If you're going to be responsible for your retirement destiny, why don't you do a slightly better job than what you're doing right now? And I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying there is definitely a much better way. When we come back from the break, we'll talk more about this. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. You remember Kirby? You remember Kirby? He was that 30-something-year-old guy that I had on the show, I don't know, about a month ago. Just before the end of 2021, I had Kirby on the show, and we were talking about what Kirby's doing for investing. And if you don't recall hearing Kirby on the show, that's totally fine. Let me just refresh your memory. Kirby is a recovering stock trader. Yeah, you heard me correctly. He is a recovering stock trader slash financial planner slash give me all of your money and I will invest it for you in the stock market kind of guy. And Kirby was doing that for a while. I mean, he was doing it. He was very successful. Now, I'm not picking on Kirby. Trust me, I'm not picking on him. What he did for a career in his 20s and up into his, I think his mid-30s, not even mid, like early 30s, that's what he was doing. He was deep in the financial services industry, advising people on how they should invest their money. And ironically, Kirby discovered Lifestyles Unlimited not too long ago. I think it was about maybe 5 years ago, possibly six. I can't remember the actual number off the top of my head. And Kirby came to Lifestyles Unlimited to learn how to invest in real estate, and not just any real estate, specifically residential income producing real estate. So why do you think somebody who has a very impressive background and a lot of credentials, I might add, to include all those licenses that you must have, why would somebody who's so deeply entrenched into doing what he was doing in financial services, why would he step across the road and check out real estate? Because Kirby realized something very quickly, because he's a very, very smart man. He could make better returns in real estate. Not only could he make better returns in real estate, he could actually start investing in real estate and allow other people to invest with him, and he could share those same great returns with other people. I mean, it's a win-win situation. And that's exactly what Kirby did. Kirby attended a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop. Yeah, it's a free workshop. It's an hour and a half we spend with you, and we basically go through the basic fundamentals. Probably not heard it assembled the way that we've assembled it, because the way we've assembled it, it gives you great insight as to how we make our money in real estate. As a matter of fact, not only will we give you that insight as to how we make our money in real estate, and when I say we, I'm talking about the members of Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm not talking about the organization. The organization, Lifestyles Unlimited, it is purely an organization that is designed to support its members. That's what it does. It's the members that do all the investing. I don't invest a dime with Lifestyles Unlimited because Lifestyles Unlimited doesn't make any securities offerings to me. But my fellow members do. And as a result of that, I've been getting some pretty good return on my investment. But let me go back to Kirby. Because once Kirby realized that what we were teaching him was not a bunch of hogwash, that what we were teaching him was absolutely qualified information that he could put to use immediately and get the types of returns he wanted, it was game over. It was game over. So Kirby started investing in real estate. He did. Now, he didn't just like walk away from the financial services industry. He actually bought some single family properties, and he started investing with other members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Because his game plan was to wean off of that job, that career, and get himself to a place of retirement. And he did it. He did it like in 3.5 years, if I remember the conversation correctly. And here's the problem Kirby had. He's like mid-30s, and he's retired. He's totally retired. He has enough money coming in from all of his passive investments, he was able to lead the financial services world. And you know what Kirby did? Well, he just kind of hung out in the background and enjoyed life. He kind of enjoyed the fact that he wasn't dealing with the stress that maybe you deal with on a daily basis, because he was out of that world. Yeah, his biggest problem was, you know, deciding where he wanted to get coffee every day. Now, that's a first world problem you should have. Trust me. But something else kind of happened with Kirby. Because remember I mentioned he's in his 30s, right? Now, you might be in your 30s. I'm not. I'm in my 50s. But I remember when I was in my 30s, I was in much better physical shape. And I'll tell you what, the world was my oyster back then because I was still pretty invincible. And Kirby was kind of the same way. But Kirby realized something really quick. All of his peers were still working 40 or more hours per week. And Kirby was kind of bored. He actually got through that period of retirement where you do everything you want to do and you go, all right, now what do? Man, I got a whole lifetime ahead of me. I didn't plan this out very well. That was not a slight on Kirby, but it was kind of funny. You have to admit it was kind of funny. So Kirby, he decided, you know what? I'm going to change the direction of what I'm doing. I'm going to go out and find myself some great multifamily apartment communities. And I'm going to invest in those communities. But I'm not just going to do it for me and my family. I'm going to go out, I'm going to find myself some multifamily apartment communities that other people can invest in with me. And as a result of that, they can get some outstanding returns, just like I'm getting. And that's a win-win situation. And that's exactly what Kirby did. Kirby went out and he started buying multifamily assets. Now, Kirby, kind of an interesting guy, because one of the assets that he bought is down in Corpus Christi, Texas. Now, I happen to know that Kirby, he didn't live anywhere near Corpus Christi. As a matter of fact, he's up in the greater Houston area. So, you know, Corpus, that's a bit of a drive, isn't it? I mean, do you really want to get in your car and drive down the coast all the way to Corpus Christi to buy an apartment community? And to Kirby, the short answer was, oh, heck yeah, I want to do that. Oh, yeah, I want to do that. Because what Kirby had realized was that he had found an asset in Corpus Christi that was prime. I mean, it was prime for him to do some outstanding things with. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you what he has accomplished on just that property alone. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let me talk about Kirby some more because I'm a Kirby fan. I'm a huge Kirby fan. My only regret is that I have never invested any money with Kirby. Yeah, that's my biggest regret. Now, it's not because I don't like Kirby. That's not the case. No, it's just that when he had a deal made available for a guy like me to invest in, I just didn't have any money at the moment. Yeah, the big thing you want to be as a passive investor in real estate is you want to be money poor and real estate rich. And so every time Kirby had a deal coming out and he let me know, hey, man, I got one. You want to be in it? I was like, oh, yeah, I want to be in it, but I don't have any money, Kirby. And he's like, oh, dude, that's okay, bro. We'll get the next one. Well, let me tell you what Kirby did with this particular property that he bought down in Corpus Christi. He was just announced as the winner, not in one, not in two, not in three, but in four different categories. Kirby Haynes was the winner of the Corpus Christi Apartment Association Awards in four different categories. 2021, Outstanding Owner. Yeah, he won it. 2021, Outstanding Community Manager. His manager, Eloisa, she helped him win it. I mean, I guess that's kind of a dual award. I mean, she did all the work, and she's being recognized for it, but it's his organization, right? 2021, Outstanding Leasing Consultant. Nikki, one of his employees, got picked up for that award. This is good stuff. 2021, Outstanding Maintenance Supervisor. Eddie got the nod. Eddie got the nod. So here's what I want you to understand. Before I tell you about what these things are doing financially, I want to just address what's going on in the business world of this thing. Kirby had one apartment community recognized in four separate areas. Now, like most awards, like if you watch the Grammys and the what are those the Oscars and things like that, you've got a lot of people that compete for those things, right? And when the dust all settles, one winner is chosen. There's never a second place, never a third place. It's always one winner. Everybody else, thanks for participating, right? Okay. So not only did Kirby win as the outstanding owner, three of his employees, three of the people that are a part of his team, that's the point I want you to take away, three of his team members won awards on behalf of this apartment community. That tells me Kirby's got something dialed in pretty good. Because, I mean, here's what are the odds of it? What are the odds? Do you watch football? Okay, let's do a football analogy. You want to do it? Let's do it. Okay, so let's say you've got a football team. I would use the Houston Texans, but I'm not going to, and you'll understand why in a minute. Okay, so let's go with Tampa Bay, since they're still in the playoff hunt right now. Okay, so you got this guy, Tom Brady, right? Okay, he's what? Always gets picked up for the MVP or something like that, right? Okay. Then you got this guy, Rob Gronkowski. Remember that guy? Okay, the big tight end that came with him from New England. What if Brady and Gronkowski, what if both of them get picked up for significant awards by the NFL? Oh, let's make it even sweeter. You know that receiver they got, number 13? What's his name? Evans? I'm terrible with names, but that guy, man, it's like he's got stick-em all over his fingers, but I know that stuff's illegal. Yeah. But so let's say all three of those guys were selected to be the number one, two, three. Oh, we need a fourth person because Kirby's got four people, right? Okay, so let's say, isn't their center really good? I think their center's really good. Okay, so let's add that guy on. So now you got four guys that win like the four top awards in the NFL, and they all came from one team. Except we know there's 32 teams in the NFL. What are the odds that all of those winners would come from one organization? Now, you engineers out there, you're already in like the E-plus numbers. I know you're there. Yeah, that's how difficult it is to do what Kirby just did. But he did it. He did it. He had one apartment community pretty much just sweep the awards, the major awards. Where did Kirby learn how to do that? He learned from Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited is not going to take any recognition or any allocates for anything Kirby has done. This is all Kirby. Kirby is the one who's created all of this stuff. But Lifestyles Unlimited taught him how to do it. As a matter of fact, Lifestyles Unlimited provided him the environment to operate within, where he had mentors available to him, where he had like-minded individuals he could talk to, where he had operations consultants that were available to him to help him work on the operational pieces of the business. I mean, this is a lot of support. This is a lot of support that gets pushed towards Kirby, because that's what Lifestyles Unlimited does. We support our members. Now, you're probably wondering, okay, so come on, Al, get to the financials, man. Okay, Kirby's a good dude. Kirby's a winner. We got it. But you started off the show saying, hey, if you could make 30% in the stock market, would you? And okay. So let me go back to that. Let me tell you what Kirby has been able to do with this property. Now, he's only owned it about a year. So that gives you an idea of when he bought it. Yeah, right in the middle of the pandemic. When everybody was wondering if it was ever going to end and had no idea if it was going to go an entire extra year, which it did, he bought an apartment community. And it wasn't his first one. I think this is like number 4 or 5, maybe 6. I can't remember. I don't keep score on that stuff. But here's what he's done. He took physical occupancy from 77% to 97%. Now, physical occupancy is actually people physically occupying units. So that gives you an idea that when he took over this property, it was 23% vacant. That's a lot of empty apartments that are not contributing to your net operating income. That's a lot of upside potential. And that's exactly what Kirby saw. He saw the upside potential in this particular property. Now, here's another thing. He took the economic occupancy. Okay, so you're going, wait a minute, dude, you just talked about physical occupancy. What's this economic occupancy? Okay, so economic occupancy is actually people that are paying. Yeah, people could physically be in your property and not pay. So those numbers were a little bit more challenged. When he took over the property, only 72% of the people were paying. Only 72%. So you think about that. Not only do you have almost 25% of the property vacant, of the remaining amount, you have almost 30% that aren't paying. Yeah, that does not bode well when you're trying to make money in real estate. Now, he's been able to get the economic occupancy up to 94%. And that is an excellent number. That's where it should be. But I'll tell you what, he's done a lot of other things too. When we come back for the break, I'm going to tie this in a neat little bow. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Come.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
All right, welcome to the Kirby Fan Hour. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Kirby. I think it is so cool to watch somebody as brilliant as Kirby is, because I've had the opportunity to talk with this man, and there's a magnificent mind underneath all that hair. Now, I'm not saying he's got like really long hair. He just still has all of his hair. That's all I'm trying to say. And more so, I'm a huge fan of anybody that can break the retirement pattern that you and I were stuck with. Yeah, you're probably still doing the same retirement plan. I've broken mine. It took me like, what, 53 years? But I finally broke mine. Kirby broke his in his 30s. He's no longer doing what society told him to do for retirement. Now, he got that done a couple years ago. Now he's just making great money for himself and great money for his investors while providing outstanding quality workforce housing for a demographic population that desperately desires it. And they're willing to pay for fair market value for it. So let's get back to some of the things that Kirby's done in the last year, which has helped him and his community and his teammates to win all of these amazing awards. He leased up over 50 vacant units. 50 vacant units. So if we go back to the original number where I said he started with 77% physical occupancy, but he's rented 50 or more vacant units in that time period, that kind of gives you an idea that this particular apartment community is well over 200 units. It is a fairly big apartment community. It's not massively large, but it is a very good sized property. Here's another thing that he did. He has been able to force appreciation on this property. Now you might be going, okay, what is that? What do you mean by that, Al, that forced appreciation thing? Okay, so forced appreciation, you can only do it in commercial real estate. So in other words, it doesn't work in single family real estate. Single family, duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, it doesn't work on any of those because those are all classified as single family assets. They're valued based on what a buyer and a seller agrees on. And then you usually have an appraiser go out and qualify the pricing. Yeah, so essentially, you're allowed to sell for a profit as long as everybody else has been selling for a profit. That's kind of the way it works in the single family world. But when you get into the multifamily side, because you're dealing with a commercial asset, valuation is based on returns. It is based on the financial health of the asset. And as a result of that, you can actually push the value of the property up by, well, in Kirby's case, renting 50 units that weren't rented before. That's a huge increase in income streams. Because all of a sudden you've got income coming in when you didn't have any income coming in. That's 100% increase. Per unit. Yeah. So what he's been able to do is he's been able to increase the value of the property by 50%. By 50%. Now you're thinking, wait a minute, that sounds illegal. Can he do that? Oh yeah, he absolutely can do that. Because this is the way it works. When you have somebody out there that has gobs and gobs and gobs of money. I'm talking about institutional investors. Yeah. You can take your asset and you can provide the financials to these massive institutional investors. And you can say, hey, if you bought my property, based on the prevailing cap rates right now, if you paid a 5% cap rate, you would buy my asset, you would pay all cash, and you would operate this property the same way I've operated it, and you will get a 5% return on investment. And that's what the big institutional entities are fine with doing. They're totally fine with doing that. They don't do leverage or anything because they have so much cash they've got to distribute. So what that does for a guy like Kirby was arbitrarily, let me just throw a number out there. The number is wrong, but I'm just using it as an example. $10 million. Let's say Kirby paid $10 million for this property. I know he did not pay $10 million for it. I know he paid a lot less. I'm just giving you an example. If he was able to increase the unrealized capital gains in the property by 50%, then what he has done is he has increased the value of the property from $10 million to $15 million. There. I just told you what Kirby's done. Now, I don't have the actual numbers in front of me, and I don't know that the spread is that big. Let's go with a smaller number. What if he bought it for $2 million? And what if it's worth $3 million now? It's still a 50% increase in unrealized capital gains. Now, the reason it's unrealized capital gains is that he's going to have to do something to actually tap into those capital gains. And there's two ways he can tap into the money. He can do a cash out refinance, and he can pull the money out that way, or he can just sell the property and take the money out that way. Now, I will tell you this. Where he's at right now, he's only owned the property for a year. But think about it. What asset class are you invested in right now where you were able to put money into it, and a year later, you found out that the property was worth 50% more than when you bought it? 50% more than when you bought it. Oh, by the way, that 50%, that compares to that 30% in the stock market, because what I'm talking about is appreciation. Now, here's another thing this particular asset is doing. It's throwing off cash flow. It's paying about 8% cash flow on the property. So not only has the value gone up 50% in a year, the property is paying its investors cash flow. Let's break this down and put you in the middle of it, shall we? Let's say you had $100,000, and a year ago, as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you invested with Kirby. Here's what's going on with your investment. And I'm just going to give you the basic stuff, okay? Your $100,000 is now technically worth $150,000. Now, you don't get the extra $50,000 in your hand until he does something about it. In other words, does that cash out refinance or sells? Now, he's probably not going to sell. He's only under for a year. There's still a lot more money to be made on this property. So now you're up 50%, but you're not liable for any taxes or anything on that money because it's unrealized. Yeah, you haven't taken the money. So there's no taxable event that you have to deal with. Here's the other thing. Oh, if he does a cash out refinance, that's a return of your capital. That's not even profit. That's just giving you your money back. And that there's no taxes on that. Yeah, even if you made money on a cash out refinance, there's still no taxes on that because you're restructuring debt. It's kind of cool how all this stuff works. But you would have $150,000 in value in this asset, and this asset would have paid you approximately $8,000 in spendable cash last year. $8,000. Now, kind of sounds like that's more like a 58% increase. Oh, but wait, there's more. He's got a mortgage on the property, so every month he's paying down the principal, so the amount he owes goes down, therefore your equity increases. Oh, you want more? Okay, I'll tell you what, we could get into the tax advantages, but I will tell you this, the tax advantages on this particular deal would take an entire show for me to probably go through, and I probably ought to bring a CPA on here because you ought to get somebody that knows more about taxes than me, and maybe I'll do that in a future show. But here's what I want you to know about Kirby. If you had invested with him, not only would you be up 50% over the year, plus an extra 8% in cash, plus the other ways we make money in real estate, which actually boosts that 50% up, you will not have lifted a finger to do anything on this property. See, you would be what we call a purely passive investor, meaning the only work that you did was to create a relationship with Kirby, review his offering documents, and determine whether or not they made sense for you. And if they did, ask Kirby if you can invest with him. And if he says yes, you're on the track to a faster track. I'm here to tell you, you've got to get started. Do not let this year get away from you. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get signed up for that free workshop I told you about, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.